members of the PNB's governance committee as guests. I'm the chair of the elections committee, Bob Lederer, and I'm going to ask our secretary, Michael Novick, to please call the roll.
Theresa Allen, KPFT. Carolyn Burden, WBAI. Fred Blair, KPFK.
Here.
Jim Brown, WPSW.
Present.
Maria Elena Castellanos, KPFT.
Present.
Mark Hernandez, KPFA. Cynthia Johnson, KPFA. Kim Kaufman, KPFK. Janet Coburn, KPFK.
Janet Coburn is KPFA. Yes.
KPFA, I'm sorry. Yes, that's right. KPFA. Kim Kaufman, KPFK. Somebody just came on. No. All right. Continue the roll call. Hank Lamb, KPFT.
Present.
Bob Lederer, the chair, WBAI is here. Frank Beaver, WBAI. This is Michael Novick, the secretary, KPFK. Lawrence Reyes, KPFK.
Lawrence is here.
Serene Roberts, WBAI. Not here yet, Richard Uzzell, KPFT.
Here.
Marty Wilkinson, KPFA.
I'm here.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's a quorum by any count. I'm going to take a look on the calendar for the governance committee, and then I'll be happy to call them, but it'll count towards quorum.
That would be helpful. Yeah, just so we know who's on the line with us.
Give me a second for that.
Okay.
I have to find a meeting of governance that actually happened. Now it all seems to have been canceled. We go back a month.
Go to December.
Yeah, I'm going in December. In a second.
Okay. In the meantime, who just joined?
Cynthia Johnson from Berkeley.
Okay. Hi.
Okay, great. Thank you, Cynthia.
And also Vanessa Dillenbrick from PFW.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to call the people from the governance committee. Lona Elias, WPFW. Mel Bernstein, KPFA.
Here.
Adriana Casanev, KPFT.
Mariel, Adriana Casanev, I don't believe she's on the call.
Okay. Mariana Casanev is a member of both committees. Benito Diaz, WPFT.
Present. Present.
Great. Vanessa, I heard Dixon Briggs.
Yeah.
Came on. WPFW, present. Jose Luis Fuentes Roman, KPFA.
Present.
I think I heard him. Yes. Okay. William Hewitt, WBAI. A lot of beeping. Kim Kaufman, a member of both committees from KPFK, but I don't think she's on the call yet. Pat Logan, WBAI.
Nancy, KPFT. Okay. I left a message.
Okay. Thank you. Sylvia Norman, WPFW.
Present.
Andrea Pritchett, KPFA. George Ryder, KPFT. Lawrence Reyes, member of both committees and present. Serene Roberts, member of both committees. Are you here yet, Serene? WBAI. No. Manija Sala, WBAI. No. Nancy Sabara Naritomi, I heard.
Yes.
KPFT, present. John Wenger, KPFK.
Present.
And Margie Wilkinson, a member of both committees and present.
Is this, are we on the stream or?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yes, we are.
Is that Kim?
Okay, this is Kim, yeah.
Okay, all right, so let's ask the quorum. 11.
Okay, thanks, Michael. Now, is there any other member of the elections committee whose name hasn't been called yet who came on later?
Serene's here now.
Oh, hi, Serene. Okay, anyone else?
Okay, well, Serene's on both committees, so. Thank you.
Yeah.
Anyone else who hasn't been called yet from elections or for governance either? We just want to know who's here. No? Okay. Good. So, who just joined? Hello? Someone just joined? Okay. All right. Let's go forward. I sent a draft elections committee agenda both to members of both committees, at least at the list that I had. I will go over it now for those who didn't see it and for those on the stream. First of all, though, we need a volunteer to keep time. Could someone please volunteer? I'll announce the times for each item. It's not much work. Can someone just please agree to watch the time?
Okay, I will.
Who's that?
Mal.
Mal. Thank you so much, Mal. Okay. All right. What I am suggesting is first a report from the interim ED on the National Election Supervisor, who started last week. That would just be a five-minute item. Then a report from the cost-cutting working group and okay, hang on. There's some kind of echo. If folks can mute their phones if they're not speaking, that would help. Now, before you, Kim, I had another point of order, and I didn't catch who was making it.
Mal.
John Wenger has the second point of order.
Okay, John Wenger and then Kim.
No, Mal Bernstein, I think, had a point of order. No,
no, I just said I'd take time. That's all I did.
Okay. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, which I thought about this last time, and it's not the biggest deal, but, you know, just since, you know, I'm a member of governance, you know, your statement that we cannot have a joint meeting of the two committees because there's nothing in the bylaws which allows it. Well, that allegation has the same form as there's nothing that says we can all wear green in this meeting tonight because the bylaws don't provide for that. And
no, that's not my motion.
Hold on, Kim.
I'm addressing Bob Lederer because he made the statement tonight, and he made it in the last meeting as well. And so logically, the statement "there's nothing in the bylaws that says we can all wear green in this meeting tonight" clearly is nonsensical because it's just obviously nonsensical. I'm not going to justify that, and it's of the same logical form, the same form, and so therefore. I take the position that basically everything is lawful until the government passes a law against it. Similarly, everything is bylawful until we pass an amendment, and that's the whole foundation, passes an amendment against it. Just because it's not allowed, it's not mentioned in the bylaws doesn't mean it's not bylawful. It simply means it's not prohibited. So since it's not prohibited, it's therefore bylawful, and therefore we can do it if we want to. And if we want to have, you know, a useful meeting, this is a useful thing to do. People are spending their time coming to these meetings and, you know, you're putting some thought into things, and then you say, okay, well, you're a second-class citizen just because, you know, you're wearing green tonight, and you're not allowed for people to wear green or to have joint meetings. It's just not true.
Okay.
This is Kim.
Yeah, hang on, Kim. I'm going to respond, and then I'll call on you. So I appreciate that, you know, perspective that, you know, if it's not prohibited, then it's allowed. I see it differently from my kind of history going back to when the bylaws were written. It just seemed to me that there was a reason that it was set up this way and that we don't have authorization to go outside that. But if you want to make a motion to overrule. It's not just my ruling. We, as I recall, we had consensus at the last meeting. There was no one who thought that was a problem, and we proceeded quite smoothly on that basis at the last meeting. But you're welcome to make a motion to, you know, to change that decision if you'd like. But let me go.
Okay, point of order.
Okay, first I had Kim's point of order, then Janet's point of order, and then I'll call on the other people who want to speak.
Okay. Janet has spoken earlier.
Hang on. One at a time.
First of all, my motion is on the floor. Let me motivate it, and then let's dispose of it. Okay? Then we can move on to the other.
That's not a point of order. That's not
yes,
a problem.
Yes, it is.
No, no, no. I already ruled in support of your motion being on the floor, okay? So we'll get to you.
But we're not discussing it.
Well, I had to deal with points of
order.
Not
only that, I don't think you can say that somebody can't put something on an agenda in a committee motion.
I didn't say that. Okay, so let's...
Okay, so then we're just like, if that motion is on the agenda and we're moving on...
Okay, excuse me. Let me, Kim, let me clarify the situation. You propose an amendment to the agenda.
Right.
Jose Luis made a point of order that it was out of order. I ruled against his point of order and in favor of your right to make this as an amendment to the agenda. So we are now ready to have discussion on the proposed amendment to the agenda to add a new item one. Okay? That's where we're at. Now, I heard Serene wanting to speak. Who else wants to
Janet
speak
Kay, I have a point of information.
On Kim's motion. Yes.
Lawrence, a point of order?
Yes, Lawrence, what's your point of order?
I'll let Janet go first, and then you could call me. That's okay.
Janet, and then Lawrence.
I want to understand, Bob. You invited someone from the governance committee to make a motion about including the governance committee and having joint voting and all that. And I don't know how the voting on that such a motion would happen, since it's kind of a catch-22. In any case,
Okay, do you want me to address that?
Sure.
Okay, that's an excellent point. I didn't think it through. I think that that we have to go on the assumption, and the only fair thing in my mind is to continue the rules that we've been operating on in the previous call, which, as I said, is that governance committee members are welcome to speak, but the votes will be taken by the elections committee, which, we did all through the last meeting. So if someone from the elections committee wants to make a motion to change that rule, they're welcome to, and then the members of the election committee will vote on whether we agree with that. And then
point of order.
Either pass or fail. Yes.
Point of order.
Yes.
I'm first, sir.
I'm sorry. That's right. First was Lawrence with his point of order.
Now, is it in order to state that the merit of the motion should not be discussed at the time to is adopted to the agenda? Is that
right?
Is that
correct?
A point of order?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. John?
Yeah. Logically, the rule is that people from the governance committee do not get to vote, but they do get to discuss, and that would include making motions.
All right. That's fine. That's fine. I don't have a problem. Okay, so now let's get back to the stack. So I had Serene, and who else wanted to speak about Kim's motion to add a new item to the top of the agenda? Anyone else? Okay, we'll start with Serene, and maybe more we'll add. Go ahead, Serene.
So I would like to argue against this motion. What we're discussing is the scheduling of an election. We're not spending a dime. We're not asking anyone to go out and spend a dime. The idea that we cannot put a plan in place without having, and I agree, there's certainly an absence of enough financial information. I don't think there is such a thing as enough financial information considering our situation. However, that has nothing to do with whether or not we can complete this discussion.
Okay.
Hi, Carolyn on the stack here. I'm sorry, I just came on the call. I apologize for being late, but I'm here. Thank
okay.
you.
Are you asking to speak, Carolyn?
I'll listen a little bit, but
okay.
Put me at the end and I'll speak as
okay.
So I pick up what the conversation is
all
about.
Right. Who else would like to speak on this agenda amendment?
Janet Kay, point of information.
Go ahead.
For adding items to the agenda, don't we have 2 for and 2 against? Does that apply to committees?
That's only at the PMB.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. Who else on this? We can go to a vote. We don't have to keep discussing it. Anyone else? Last chance.
Well, Carolyn here, since
yes.
I came on so late, would you mind explaining what the issue is? I'm sorry.
Actually, Kim, just can you just read the motion itself that you want us to vote on, the motion to amend the agenda? Kim, are you there?
I don't know, but I can read what she
go
said.
Go ahead, Michael. Yeah.
She wants to add to the top of the agenda a motion to postpone this meeting until full financials are made available to the committee.
Teresa here.
Okay, hi, Teresa.
You'll have to start over again, Michael.
Okay, yeah. So what we're considering at the moment is a motion that Kim Kaufman made to amend the proposed agenda that was presented by the chair and read by the chair over the stream. She wants to add to the agenda a motion at the beginning of the agenda to postpone the meeting until full financials are made available to the PNB.
Okay. So if there's no further discussion or questions, then we should go
I
to
have
the
a question.
Vote.
Well,
go.
Yeah, and Carolyn, too. I have
no.
a question now.
All right.
Thank you.
Was that
and
Teresa?
Michael, I have a question as well.
Was that Teresa?
Yes.
Okay, so Teresa, then Carolyn, then was that Maria Elena?
Yes, I have
okay.
a question.
All right, so Teresa.
And Benito.
All right, Teresa, Carolyn, Maria Elena, Benito, and Hank. Go ahead, Teresa.
I guess Kim is on the call, right?
Yes.
Okay, Kim, you're saying you want to postpone the Elections Committee until full financials are available to the PNB. What if full financials are never available to the PNB?
Point of order.
Yes, your point of order.
We're now discussing only whether or not to add this to the agenda. We're not discussing
oh.
the merits.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Correct.
Thank you.
Correct. Okay, so next was Carolyn. Carolyn? All right, we'll go on to
oh,
Mary
Oh, I'm sorry. I was muted. Excuse
yeah.
me. The question I have about the elections has to do with the people in charge. Have we talked about how this is going to be financed?
Same
has
point of order.
I missed the last meeting, so I would like someone to bring me up to date. Have we
okay.
discussed how the election supervisor is going to be paid?
Okay, I got it, Mal. That is a substantive question about this motion. So if we add it to the agenda, then we can get into all of that. But right now we're just discussing whether to add this as the first item on the agenda, yes or no.
Okay, no,
okay.
thank you. Sorry.
Maria Elena.
Wow. I guess it's not appropriate, I guess, for me to raise a question about it if it pertains to the financial or to the
right.
motion.
Right, that would
so,
have to
okay.
wait until we're in it.
Okay, well, yes, of course, I add it to the agenda, but
okay.
I what I'm concerned about is that by adding it to the agenda, there's the implied mutual exclusivity between whether or not we have the full financial reports in hand and whether or not we can continue forward with discussing other aspects of drafting election parameters. So I'm really concerned about adding it to the agenda if there's going to be that mutual exclusivity with regard to the ongoing functioning of this committee.
Right. Let me point out that the motion calls for postponing the meeting until the information is available. So that means that that's the last item on the agenda. Okay. So next was Benito.
Yeah. So I'm going to argue that this motion should be not put on the agenda. I think this is dilatory. If that motion was going to be brought up, it should have been brought up at our last meeting. This is the second, because somebody correct me, Bob, or somebody correct me. This is the second, if not the third, joint meeting that we're having in order to try to, you know, make these elections happen. So let's proceed and stop wasting time. It's already 9 o'clock. We've wasted a half hour. And, you know, and time is ticking by. So let's just proceed with the election and or the discussion tonight and stop this nonsense.
Okay. So, Hank, and then I hope we can move to a vote and, you know, make a decision. Go ahead, Hank.
Well, we have approaching 2 years of discussions about elections and have not yet had an election. And the money is the main reason we have not had any elections. And without assurance of money, assurance, you know, why would we not add this as a consideration? We've had meeting after meeting after meeting without getting to elections because of the money. That I think it's only pertinent that we consider it.
Okay. All right.
Benito to the stack again.
Okay. Go ahead, Benito.
So it would seem to me that this kind of issue as to whether or not there is money to conduct the election is an issue for the full PMB to take up one way or the other. We're not trying to deal with that right now. This is this joint meeting of two committees was set up specifically, if I remember correctly, so as to set up and decide on a timeline that we would propose to the NES. Correct me if I'm wrong. So now, if we do all of that and there ain't money to collect to conduct the election, then there ain't money to conduct the election. But in the meantime, the committee has to make a proposal to the PMB and the NES. And that is what we're charged with.
Okay. Let me answer Benito's question to review for everyone. This the PMB has adopted a schedule for an election to be held this year. What the motion did not state was which seats would be at play. And so then when that point was raised in our committee, there and also in the governance committee, there is a need expressed to have the two committees come together to figure out, given that an election is definitely happening this year, the question is, would it be a double election, or would, you know, would the schedule be rearranged as far as this year and next year and so forth? So that's where this came from. So the first question has been settled. There will be an election of some sort this year. That's been determined by the PMB. We're only discussing the question of the 2015 normally scheduled election as opposed to the 2013 delayed election and the 16. So that's what is this. That's why we gathered, and that's why we really made an effort to poll everyone to make sure we're all here, and I'm very happy to see there's such a high turnout, so I really hope we can move forward. Can we possibly move to the
vote? Can I get back on the stack?
And then Kim.
Okay. Who was that? Hank?
Hank and then Kim.
Okay, and then Kim. All right.
Yeah, the fact that we passed a motion saying that we accept the idea of having elections and even a timeline or whatever is it by no means any certainty of having an election for sure in 2015.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes, your point.
We're once again talking about the merits of the motion and not merely whether to add it to the agenda.
I'm talking about whether to add it.
All right, Hank, finish your point quickly, but stick
my point is that
the narrow question of whether to add it.
Yes, and I was trying to do that. You know, you're saying that we've absolutely said that we're going to have them. Money is the determining factor, not our votes. The votes have already been done. You know, it's sure there are details to work out should the money come from somewhere. So I think we need to discuss that. I think it should be added.
Okay.
Money is our main problem.
Okay. Kim, and then let's try to move to the vote. It's 9:03.
Serena to the stack, please.
Maria Elena to the stack.
Okay. Serena, Maria Elena. Actually, let me call on people who haven't yet spoken twice. So that's Serene, and then Maria Elena, and then I'll come back to Kim.
And John Winger has not spoken twice.
Okay, then John. Okay, Serene, go ahead. Serene? Can't hear you. Okay.
Sorry. Can you hear me now?
Now, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that. The only question before us now is whether this gets placed on the agenda in first place as the member requested. It is not whether, you know, people who have been around for 1 year can declare what we've been doing for 2 years. It is not whether people who are unhappy about what has or has not been voted on the PNB can change that by voting tonight or preventing tonight. Or it's not
describing voters.
There is a very specific question that we're supposed to be dealing with. It is whether this motion moves to first place on the agenda tonight. Since we're very concerned about the usage of listener money, let's talk about the fact that listeners are paying for this call, where we've agreed to do business, where people have put out considerable efforts in terms of actually getting a motion on the table that we can work with, and we're not moving forward on that. So I urge us to move forward.
Okay, Maria Elena.
Precisely because of that point, the necessity of moving forward, I believe it's contradictory to put this motion on today's agenda. I could offer a substitute motion, a friendly motion, or amendment, but in essence, I do not believe that this motion, which has exclusivity connected to the existence of full financial reports in hand before the election committee can discuss anything, I believe is not appropriate for this committee's agenda at this time.
Okay. Let's see. John?
Yeah, two quick points. Number one, on this agenda already, I think it's two or three, is a five-minute report or so on cost-cutting measures that might enable the election to happen. And number two, I call for the question. That's not a vote. That's calling for the question.
Okay. Unfortunately, under Robert's rules, you can't call the question in committee, only on a board. Okay. So, Kim, and then let's really try to go to a vote on this. Go ahead, Kim.
My understanding is that you can't keep a motion to put on the agenda off, okay? I mean, 20 minutes later, you're still trying to do it. I think it's just irresponsible to make commitments to spend a couple of $100,000 without knowing whether the money is there.
Okay.
And all the directors on this call...
That's once again the merits of the motion. We're just talking about...
Okay, Mal, please ask to be recognized. Okay,
sorry.
I hear your point of order, which is we can't get into substance now. So, Kim, I think you've made your point, and I think I'd like to ask if there's any objection to moving to a vote now. Okay, hearing none, then Michael, well, let me read the text. And also... let me ask, Kim, how many minutes are you allocating for this, your item?
I don't know.
On the agenda.
I don't know.
Well, we have to have time frames for all items on each agenda. So how many minutes?
I don't know. How about 10 minutes?
Okay, 10 minutes. So it's a 10-minute item. She's proposing to make number one on tonight's agenda and the motion and... The item would be to discuss the following motion to postpone this meeting until complete financials are provided to the PNB, and then there's a rationale. So, Michael, please call the roll of the Elections Committee.
Okay. So a yes is to add it to the agenda in the first position. Teresa Allen?
Teresa passes. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I pass.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Fred Blair?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
Jim Brown votes no.
Maria Elena Castellanos?
Maria Elena Castellanos votes no.
Cynthia Johnson? Cynthia Johnson? Come back to her. Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
Janet Coburn?
No.
Hank Lamb?
Yes, I'd like it.
Bob Lederer?
No.
I'm going to pass for a minute. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Shereen Roberts?
No.
Richard Uzzell?
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson?
No.
Wow.
Coming back to Teresa Allen.
Teresa says yes.
Cynthia Johnson. Cynthia Johnson still on the call. Okay, calling myself out. Vote no. One last try, Cynthia Johnson. Okay, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yeses and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 noes.
Okay,
so that motion is defeated.
The motion is defeated. All right, are there any further amendments to the agenda?
Janet Kay.
Go ahead.
And Carolyn here on the stack.
Okay.
Yeah, John.
Okay, Janet Kay first. Go ahead.
To discuss inviting the NES to the next meeting.
Okay. Where and for how many minutes?
After the setting the next meeting and for, I don't know, 5 minutes.
Okay.
All right. Point of information, Chair.
Yes. Go ahead, Lawrence.
And then maybe this is a question for the IED, but is the memo that was sent out today in regards to the National Legislative Supervisor's first week on the job, is that going to be discussed tonight?
Margie, are you here?
I'm here. Sure, we can discuss it if people want. It's she's just providing information, and I asked Bob to share it with the committee because I didn't have. I'm having trouble with computer access anyway. So
okay.
I hadn't I didn't put it on. I didn't ask to have it added to the agenda. It's not an item on the agenda.
Right, but just for those who came late, my draft agenda does propose a 5-minute item where a report from the IED on the first week of the National Election Supervisor.
And so, this is Hank. I have a question.
Okay, go ahead, Hank.
Can we add in that how we're paying for it?
You know, any questions can be asked to the IED during that 5 minutes. Okay, so next
Janet
is Carol.
Case, point of information.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I'm just, are we talking about possibly including this within the IED report or at the end? Or I really don't care as long as we talk about it, so...
I think you could just ask it as a question to the IED, and you might get the answer there and decide, you know, whether you anything more needs to be done.
Well,
Carolyn.
My point.
Go ahead, Janet.
My motion is to discuss inviting the NES to this
I understand.
Meeting.
Right.
Which
and I'm saying you could ask her if she, you know, thought that is a good idea, and you know.
Well, it's not just about. Her,
and if she said yes, then it wouldn't need a motion.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
I'm trying to save time here, but you know, you can do you can propose whatever you'd like. Carolyn is next.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm sorry. I missed the meeting. Obviously, where this may have been discussed. So, I apologize if you've already dealt with this. But number one, I don't know that any directors or even members of the LS. Of WBAI's board or even members were consulted about this hire, but we had some serious questions that we addressed to the IED, and she did not respond to us, to me anyway. And
excuse me, I'm sorry, your comments are out of order right now. This is about the agenda. Do you have an agenda change?
I'm sorry. Point of order.
I want some questions.
Hang on, Carolyn. There's a point of order. Hold on. Let me just hear this. What's the point of order?
My understanding, the Secretary, is that there already is a motion on the floor from Janet Coburn to add a discussion of inviting the NES to attend for 5 minutes, and I missed where she wanted to add that.
Well, Janet, do you still want to pursue that? Hang on, we just have to resolve
an interruption.
Carolyn, excuse me, I'm trying to clarify the parliamentary situation. So let me clarify from Janet. Would you please stop talking? Okay, I'm the chair of the committee. Janet, did you intend to pursue your motion as you originally said it, or did you want to just do it within the existing item about the IED report?
All right. I would like to pursue adding it at the end.
At the end of the agenda.
And if it comes up during another time, fine. You won't have
okay.
to.
Okay. That's fine. So you're proposing an amendment to add number 5 to the agenda, inviting the NES to the, or whether to invite the NES to the next meeting for, shall we say, 5 minutes?
Yes,
Janet?
All right, so that's
Janet's amendment. So that's what's on the floor, and what's in order is comments on Janet's amendment. Any comments on that, or should we move to a vote?
Am I allowed to finish mine? Thank you.
Well, when we finish this item, I'll come right back to you, Carolyn. Is it relevant to her item?
You interrupted my statement.
It turned out it actually was out of order, which is what Michael was pointing out. We were discussing her amendment. So any other comments on her amendment to add an item at the end of the meeting? Okay, hearing none, Michael, or is there any objection to adding this item at the end of the meeting for 5 minutes? Okay, hearing none, that's added. That's the new number 5. Now, Carolyn, go ahead, but please address the agenda and not substantive questions about what's happening in Pacifica.
I'm asking whether or not, as this has been dealt, point of information, I guess, has this been dealt with on this committee, the fact that members from WBAI who have substantive information about the hiring of the IED were not consulted about it, and whether or not the board has had that information, not the board, but this committee, or both committees, either committee, has had this information about the performance of the IED, number one. And number two, has the money for paying for this particular hire been dealt with? Where is the money coming from? I know there's a requirement that the board has to address this, and I'm wondering if this committee has even addressed this.
Point of information.
Point of information.
Thank you.
Point of information as well.
All right, so I heard
point
three.
Of order.
All right, what's the point of order, Benito?
Point of order is that, again, this motion is dilatory, or the questioning is dilatory. Can we get on with the business of the day?
Right. Thank you for that. What I was going to say was that any of those types of questions are really more suitable for when we get into the substantive discussion, not for setting tonight's agenda. That includes the first item is a report from the IED that perhaps could examine those questions. So now I had 3 points of information: Serene, Maria Elena, and who was the third one?
John Wayne.
Yes. Okay. So first, Serene, and then we'll go through the other 3. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay. Thanks. And I apologize. I'm a little tired, so perhaps I'm not keeping up. Are we still on agenda setting?
Yes, we are. Unfortunately.
Okay. But no, it's. I didn't know in what context.
I'm not. No.
Okay.
I'm not exasperated at the question. I'm exasperated it's taking so long. But okay, let's keep going,
okay,
Maria Elena.
I pass.
Okay. Was that Adriana? Did I hear Adriana?
Yes.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry, but I'm trying to, you know, not to intervene that much, because I appreciate that the election committee invite us from the governance committee to this meeting, but we have a specific issue to come to this meeting. And what I'm hearing is a bunch of political points trying to be scored instead of talking what was the main issue of this together meeting. I don't know, but because if it's like that, it's the same thing that we experience through all our meetings. And I think that this changed totally exactly the purpose of this meeting. I'm really so confused at this point. I was trying to just listen, but I don't understand where we are going. I know, and I really appreciate that the election committee offered the governance committee people to be here, but we have a purpose, right? Not to score political points discussing if the PMB, the IED did or did not. It's not the purpose of this meeting, if I'm not mistaken. But maybe I'm confused. Thank you.
Okay, John, and then let's try to go to a vote on the agenda.
Lawrence was on the stack first.
Bob.
All right. So, Lawrence and then John.
Wait, okay. I thought I was in the queue to add to.
I was in the queue first, John. So I just want
to. Carolyn.
I just want to correct something for the stream. The IED was not hired because we have not hired an IED. And so I kind of misspoke to that. And actually, the IED right now is doing all of us a great favor by being a volunteer. So I think Ms. Burden meant to say the National Election Supervisor, not the IED.
Okay, John?
Do you still have me in the queue after Carolyn to add?
John, you're right now.
Yes. Well, with regard to all the interests, we just had a vote 6-8 about the cost-saving thing. I think that I propose that we add a little discussion of costs and cost-saving measures to the report on cost-saving measures. And I hope that that's I can't remember where it was in the agenda. Is it number 3?
It's number two, and it's an open-ended item. It can discuss any next steps existed. So we don't need a motion. It's covered.
Thank you.
Okay. And, all right, is there anyone else that urgently needs to speak before we just simply vote on an agenda and start the meeting? Okay, hearing none, is there any objection to the agenda as amended by adding that final item about inviting the NES to the next meeting?
Could we hear it one more time?
The whole agenda?
Just by topic.
Okay.
Like four or five topics.
Sure, no problem. Report from the IED on the National Election Supervisor, 5 minutes. Report from the cost-cutting working group and next steps, 5 minutes. Discussion of proposals regarding scheduling of the delayed 2013, 2015, and 2016 elections, 60 minutes. And setting the next election committee meeting date, 10 minutes. Then inviting the NES to the next, or whether to invite the NES to the next meeting, 5 minutes, and with a time certain adjournment at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. That's the proposed agenda. So now, is there any objection to adopting that? Okay,
a point of information, Carolyn?
Yes.
Yeah, does the IED report for 5 minutes include Q&A?
Yes, it does.
And if,
yes, it does.
And can we limit comments to 2 minutes and 3 minutes for Q&A then?
Whatever can be done in 5 minutes, absolutely. Okay, so is there any objection to this agenda? Okay, hearing none, that's adopted. And let's go to item 1, the report from the IED on the National Election Supervisor. Margie, floor is yours.
Thank you. Well, as all of you know, I was directed by the PMB to hire an election supervisor. It was not an equivocal, it was not a recommendation, it was a direction, and I proceeded to do it. I did what I considered to be due diligence. I'm not going to discuss what I consider to be personnel issues on an open call, so that's not going to happen. I offered someone the job. She accepted. She's hired. You have her resume. You have contract that she and I signed. Members of the PMB. I apologize. Members of the PMB have both of those documents. Members of the Elections Committee have her resume. I had a phone conversation with her recently, and I invited Bob to be on that call because he's the chair of the Elections Committee and because he has a history with elections that I don't have with Pacifica. My first election was in 2010. I certainly learned a lot from that election. And going forward, the NES has sent me a report of her first week's activities, and I shared it with this committee, which I think is appropriate. And I absolutely think we should invite her to the next meeting of the Elections Committee. I think that's makes perfect sense. The question about her salary is in the budget, so far the national office has not overspent its budget, is well within the limits of its budget, so the salary is in the budget. Whether we have the money for elections going forward, I agree, is an open question, and we will have to see what we have to see. But meanwhile, based on the direction of the PMB, we have hired a national election supervisor, and she is working. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Margie.
Alan, to the stack, please.
Okay, hang on. Everyone hang on 1 second. We've used 2 of the 5 minutes, so we have 3 minutes. And, Mal, please let me know when we get to the 3 minutes. And
Don't worry. You'll hear it.
Okay. And let me just caution everyone that we cannot discuss any individual person's work performance or alleged work performance on this call, okay? So please do not make any comments about anyone's performance in any position. Okay, now who would like to speak?
Or
Alan.
Janet
Kay.
And Carolyn.
Hold on. One at a time. I can't hear. I heard Teresa, Carolyn, and who else?
Janet Kay.
Janet Kay.
Adriana.
Hank. Okay. All right. Teresa first.
Okay. Margie, is this person paid by salary or by the hour?
It's a fixed salary. The expectation is that she will work approximately half time, and she's paid $2,500 a month on the 15th of the month following the work.
Okay. So she's already been to work about 10 days,
right,
or so from the first of the year. Do we have a report from her on?
Yes, it was just sent to the committee.
I'm sorry?
You've all received it. You're not on the election. Are you on the elections committee?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you got it. It was mailed out.
Okay. All right.
Wait a minute.
All right.
Okay. Is Teresa going to be the only person who gets to ask questions?
No, that's
no, no,
that's
no,
okay.
No.
That's fine.
Okay. Carolyn?
Yes. Thank you. My question has to do with whether or not the IED consulted anyone at WBI who had worked with the new hire before, who is not new, who does have a history at WBI. And number two, who those people were that she consulted, because I was not one of them. And I'm a little bit concerned about that. And if she, in fact, took into consideration a history that the applicant had.
Point of order.
Yeah, point of order.
Okay, I heard Lawrence first.
The beginning of a smear.
Yeah, I mean, there's innuendos flying around in regards to the National Election Supervisor's alleged performance and all of
that,
which I think is inappropriate.
No, I
agree.
As I've warned before, you know, any reference to anyone's performance is completely out of order and really irresponsible. So,
Mr. Chairman,
anything about someone's history is not appropriate.
Point of order.
Okay.
I'm not asking.
Adriana.
About
Chairman,
Adriana, go ahead.
Yes. Mr. Chair, my point of order is the IED is giving a report on the hire of the NES. I don't think that it's appropriate to question the IED about what she did in the hiring. That's not the purpose of this Q&A. It is?
Yes, it is. It's a question of the IED.
No,
it's
not.
Procedure.
Okay, hold
procedure.
On. Everyone, wait what? To be called. Ask to be called on. Okay.
Mr. Chair, point of order.
Yes, it was that?
I have a
Mal?
Point of information, Mr.
Hang
Chair.
On,
Benito
on,
also
point of
had a
first.
Point of order a little while ago.
All right.
Long ago.
Mal. Was that Mal with the point of order?
The 5 minutes has run long ago now.
Okay. All right, so we're at time, so we need to move on. Okay.
I'm going to extend 5 minutes.
Okay.
Second.
All right. So then there's no debate. We just go to a vote, and any amendment to the agenda such as this takes a two-thirds vote. So,
on the information, Chair?
Yes.
Is this a two-thirds vote?
Yes.
Yes.
So
perhaps
Michael,
there's no objection.
Oh, all right. Good point. Is there an objection?
I object. I object.
I object.
Okay.
At 9:30.
All right.
We have an
okay.
hour.
Fine. Then,
let me call the roll.
Please call the roll.
Yes. This is on the question of extending 5 minutes on this agenda item. Teresa Allen.
I want the 5 minutes.
That's a yes?
Yes.
Diane Bergen.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
Yes.
Jim Brown.
Yes.
Jim Brown, is that a yes? Didn't hear anything.
I don't think that was Jim.
Yep,
said yes, it was Jim.
And you said yes. Okay, Maria Elena Castellanos. Maria Elena Castellanos. No?
I passed. Or abstain.
Cynthia Johnson?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
Janet Coburn?
Pass.
Hank Lam? Hank Lam?
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
No.
I'll vote no. Lawrence Reyes?
I say no.
Serene Roberts?
No.
Richard Ezell?
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson?
I abstain. I abstain.
Okay.
Secretary? Mr. Secretary? Jim Brown here. I changed my vote to no.
Okay, Maria Elena Castellanos passed. Do you wish to vote?
I abstain.
Okay, 1, 2, 3,
wait,
4,
Janet
5,
K.
6.
Janet K.
Yes.
I have passed. I vote, I abstain.
You change your no to abstain?
She didn't vote no.
I didn't vote no. I passed, so I'm voting
to abstain.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay, let me see that guy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, yes. One, two, three, four, five, no's, and I have 1, 2, 3 abstains. I think yes, 5 no. Three abstain, and I think we said it requires a two-thirds vote?
That's correct.
So it does not pass.
Okay, thank you. All right, so the next item is the report from the cost-cutting working group and next steps. And, Mal, that's a five-minute item, okay?
Okay.
So now, Michael, I know you were the last person who was kind of taking the lead on this. And I know Jane Zara, who has resigned from the LSB, did some work, and I know Hank sent out some emails to some nonprofits. So either the two of you, why don't you start, Michael, and Hank, if you want to add, as to what the latest work that's been done. Or actually, you know what? Sorry, Michael. Because we have new people, we have governance folks that don't know the history, can you very quickly summarize the last several months of what's happened on this?
Okay, we basically decided that we wanted to try to find if we could get any assistance in conducting particularly the supervision of the election from either nonprofit organizations or academic institutions on a pro bono or very low-cost basis. We drafted a letter, which was sent out very widely to those institutions, various schools, people from the civil rights community, from law schools and political science departments, and a number of nonprofits dealing with election questions. I would say we basically got, and we also sent it out as a kind of preliminary to a request for a proposal to some companies to deal with this to see if any of them could offer, low-cost solutions.
Point of order, Michael, can you speak up or something?
Sure, sorry. We sent out the letter quite widely. I tracked down a lot of nonprofit organizations and academic institutions and sent out a mailing electronically of a letter we had drafted, and Hank, I think, did the same. We got very few responses. Most of the academics apparently seem to be out of office, for semester or whatever. And we got a couple of responses from the companies. I think it was... I can't remember. I don't have it in front of me, but one of the that you recommended, Carolyn, expressed skepticism to me about whether they could conduct 5 different elections, and I asked them to submit something anyway, but I don't think they ever did. There was one company that did send in a proposal, and I forwarded that to Bob and to the IED. I'm not sure what happened with that. I got no responses, really. Well, the League of Women Voters, which the one in L.A. actually does offer election services, but they only do it for paper ballots, not for electronic voting, and they declined to offer any services whatsoever on this one, I think partly because of the turmoil at Pacifica. And nobody else really responded to me. I don't know what Hank got from his attempt to mail the letter out. I'd sent out a long list of possible companies and agencies and took responsibility for some of them, and other people took others.
Okay, thanks. And let me add that Jane got, I think, maybe 2 responses. One of them was from Fair Vote in D.C. that said that they can't really help in any direct services, but they could review some ballot materials for before they're finalized to give advice on that. I think that's about it. There was.
I did get a response from OpaVote, which said that they... in order to try to do a combined election where some people voted on paper ballots, we would have to do all the inputting of a paper ballot into their system. They didn't have the capacity to do that otherwise.
Okay. And also I contacted the New York League of Women Voters, and they said they don't provide those kind of services. And I sent out to a few other – I looked up some election advocacy organizations and watchdog organizations, and – heard nothing back from any of them. Okay. Hank, anything you wanted to add?
I had much the same. I think I had 13 that successfully sent and were not returned, and got, I think, 2 responses, and they were much the same. People were skeptical, wished us luck, and that's kind of it.
Okay, so floor is open for the remaining. Mal, how many minutes are left?
27 seconds.
Okay. Any questions or quick comments on cost cutting?
Well, okay.
I should say there were some other cost cutting proposals having to do with trying to limit the responsibilities of the local election supervisors in various ways that we haven't gotten to discussing. It's more of a policy question.
This is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
So, bottom line is, after 2 years of this committee, subcommittee working, there are no cost savings. So, basically we're looking at another $250,000 election, which what I can't see is the money to do it.
Timer. Time is done.
Okay, thanks.
Good.
Thanks,
I'm
Mal.
Done.
Actually, I just to clarify the record, I don't think that's an accurate summary. Actually, there are cost-cutting measures that we haven't had time to consider that are definitely next up, not tonight, but next up for the committee to really look at that could make a dent. And plus, it's an open question whether there's going to be a contractor this year. That was a big expense item last time, but that's not for tonight because it's not on this agenda. Okay. All right.
Into the queue, John. Into the queue, please.
The time is up, unfortunately, John. I'm sorry.
Well, I move to extend then. I mean, I just ask you when we're forming the agenda if we couldn't put in an agenda item for some additional time to discuss this, and you said, "Oh no, we can just do that in the, within the item." So I have some things to say, and I haven't said a word, and I haven't been dilatory. So I respectfully ask for another 60 seconds or so
okay,
of time.
Okay, fine.
I second.
John, no problem. Is there, hold on. Is there any
please
objection?
Ask for more than 60 seconds.
Can I please speak?
Hey, yeah,
is there any objection?
Hello, let the chair cheer. Stop it.
Is there any objection to adding 60 seconds to this item so John can speak?
I object. I think 60 seconds is not enough.
Okay.
I agree.
How much?
5 minutes.
I'll take whatever you offer.
5 minutes.
Okay. Is there any objection? Hold on.
I object. It's
okay.
It's 9:39.
Okay, then I guess we're going to have to call the roll on 5 minutes. Well, first, actually, the 1 minute. So there is an objection to 1 minute?
I object to 1 minute. I think it's
okay.
A railroad.
But that's what he asked for.
Would you settle for two?
Is there an objection to 2 minutes?
No, let's just do it.
Okay. Hearing none, then go ahead, John.
First, my first observation is that it sounds like we need some new ideas. And but on the other hand, point two is since I've not heard the other things that the cost-cutting committee is thinking about, I'm hesitant to offer any new ideas, what might be new ideas, because I don't know what's on your evaluation agenda. So it would be useful, I think, for at least for me to hear what you guys are going to consider next. And then if there's not, if I don't think that they are, if I'm not sure they're going to guarantee a solution, then I'll put some time and energy into trying to figure out a solution. But right now, I don't even know the magnitude of the problem. It looks like it's big because it's been working for 2 years on the problem and doesn't have a solution yet. So, again, I'll just state that I think you guys need some fresh ideas. I'm done.
Okay.
This is Margie.
Sure, go ahead.
I want to invite anybody who's got ideas to share them with the committee. I'm sorry, John, I can't remember. Are you on the elections committee? You are, aren't you?
I'm on governance.
Okay. Well, any case, if you've got ideas about cost sharing, tell us. We don't have to do this right now. You can send it to us by email. But, you know, for goodness sakes, we need to figure out how to
cut costs. I have a point of information.
Okay.
Point of information.
That's all. I was making a plea. That's all.
Okay. Teresa, and then I want to add something. Go ahead, Teresa.
Has the complete Elections Committee and Governance Committee received the suggestions that were submitted by Bill Crozier?
I can't speak to governance, but Elections Committee has gotten it at least twice, if not three times.
Right.
Have we ever actually worked on them?
Well, that's what I was about to say, was that, as Michael mentioned a few minutes ago, there are some items that just because of the pressure of other things to move forward, we haven't gotten to yet. We did get to, I think, one item about the question of the packets, with the full statements from all the candidates and how to handle that. And we can send all that out to governance people as to what we did pass a couple months ago and what we still haven't gotten to that could be considered. All right. So are we...
William Hairwagon, point of order?
Yes, William.
The minute is long over.
Okay. Well, it's 2 minutes. Mal, are we out of the 2 minutes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Long since.
Okay, thanks. Okay. All right. So now we move on to the major item of the evening, which is discussion of what to do with the 13, 15, and 16 elections. So, Mal, it was a 60-minute item, but we agreed on a time-certain adjournment in 45 minutes from now, so we'll just do 45 minutes. So before I just kind of open the floor to anything, why don't we try to have some orderly discussion by starting with those people who I've seen post motions and have them summarize. I don't think it's helpful to read long motions because first we have to reach some conceptual agreement and then we can get back to the wording. So my suggestion is that I saw three people put out motions over the last few weeks, and I hope members of the Governance Committee got them because I believe they were sent to them. And that would be, let's see, Serene Roberts had put out one first, then Janet Coburn had one, and then
I put mine out first, by the way.
Oh, sorry. I got the order reversed. Okay. So Janet first, then Serene, and then Richard Uzel had suggested a simplification of Serene's motion. So that would be my suggestion, is to start with those three individuals to...
Point of order. This is Vanessa.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Okay, hang on. Let me hear Vanessa, and then I'll get to you, Jose Luis.
I asked to be added to the list. I sent out an alternate proposal. I won't call it a motion, but it certainly can be formed into one. It's a reaction to Serene. I'd like to be added to the list.
Oh, sure. I'll add you. Can I just ask when and where did you send it?
I sent it at 8:30 tonight after I...
Oh, 8:30 tonight. Okay, I haven't checked my email. Okay. Sure. So I'll add you at the end.
Okay,
all right. So
Janet,
that was...
point of order?
Sorry, Mike.
All right. Point of order, Janet.
You had said that this would be a 45-minute discussion, so that would mean that the last two agenda items would not be reached.
That's the normal course of... Well, actually, we have to set our next election committee meeting, so I would urge us to settle that before we adjourn. And the other item I thought was taken care of by the IED as far as inviting the NES to the next meeting. She agreed to do that. So... But good point. Can I ask, is there any objection to setting a time certain of 10:25 to set the to have the discussion of our next meeting date?
I have a point of information.
On this issue?
No,
on
before
question.
You even get to that issue, you're
all
bringing
right.
up something as a
go
chair
ahead.
That hasn't been...
Go ahead.
Okay, so Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA. This agenda item number 3, discussion of proposal rescheduling of 2013, delay 2015-2016 elections. I don't understand why the Elections Committee and not the Governance Committee has jurisdiction over this issue. The Elections Committee... It's supposed to just conduct the election. I don't understand why we're having this discussion. The PNB has already ruled by taking no action.
Okay, I will give my take on it, and whoever else from the Elections Committee would like to add or differ with me is welcome to do that. My understanding is that, and it's been several years since I've read the formal motion establishing this committee in 2005 or whenever it was, but that its function was to look at all the issues concerning problems with elections and ways to make elections work better, and that included scheduling of elections. And so that's why it was an appropriate issue for us. Nobody has ever said that it wasn't appropriate for the Governance Committee, and in fact, that's why they've been invited to this call, because, you know, I'll just speak for myself. I think they have an appropriate role as well, but that both committees do. Does anyone else want to address Jose Luis's question? Okay.
Other than to say it's elections.
Well,
okay.
I still, I don't. It's you guys are just scheduling the 2013 elections. I don't know why 2015, 2016 is there. The bylaws are clear on where we're doing. It's 2013 that's been delayed. I don't.
Well, I think as the discussion unfolds, it'll become clearer why the year and a half postponement of the 2013 elections has kind of thrown off the entire schedule, and we have to figure out how to reconcile.
Michael, over to the SEC.
It's that point. The reconciliation is a governance issue. It's on the election.
Okay. All right, Michael.
That's my opinion. It speaks to the earlier question that we talked about, because the reason this came up was the fact that, as we discussed at the Elections Committee, and I'm also on the Finance Committee as the treasurer of KPFK, it is financially impossible to hold the postponed 2013 election and a separate 2015 election in the same fiscal year of 2015 that we're in, therefore leading us to find some way to comport with the bylaws and not hold two completely separate elections. So that's what we're actually dealing with.
Okay. So if there's nothing else on this, can I just ask if there's any...
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Point of order.
I have a point of order.
Okay, wait. I heard someone else had a point of order. Who was that?
Vanessa. I just wanted
Vanessa.
To... Yes, please.
Okay, go ahead.
I just wanted to have the chair suggest a time limit for each of us to speak. It would be really easy for us to get long-winded, and the next thing you know, we've got 15 minutes left for the group to talk. So I don't know if it would be 2 minutes, 3 minutes, whatever you think would be fair.
Okay, that's a good suggestion. Why don't, is there any objection? What I think, I mean, in general, we haven't needed that here, but clearly tonight with so many people we do. So is there any objection to a 90-second limit per person?
What about 2 minutes?
Janet K., yes.
Okay. Is there any objection to a two-minute limit per person? Hold on, Janet. Is there any objection to a two-minute per person?
This is Vanessa. I would prefer, did you say 2 minutes?
2 minutes.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So hearing no objection.
Janet, point of information?
Yes, Janet.
Are you saying 2 minutes for presenting the proposals as well as anything?
No, 2 minutes to speak on whatever topic.
Oh, okay. So how much time for presenting the different proposals?
Well, I think since my suggestion was we not read them, that those can also be done in 2 minutes. I mean, if somebody really needs to add
how
something
about 3 minutes?
All right.
My goodness.
Is there any objection to having 3 minutes for the proposers and 2 minutes for everyone else?
Yes.
Yes, Michael Novick.
Okay, go ahead, Michael.
I think we should have, after the 3 minutes for the proposers, I think we should have 1 minute per comment, 2 minutes per person. That will take up the entire time.
Okay. All right. Can we just agree on that formula? 3 minutes for proposers, 1 minute for commenters afterwards.
Bob, I spoke out, and I would like to speak as well here with regard to the logic of this thing.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. My proposal is not correctly restated. It was 1 minute per comment, 2 minutes per person. In other words, you have a chance to make two comments.
Yeah, I heard that. I understood it. Basically, I agree with what Bob was saying. We're talking about saying things conceptually. Look, folks, you can't say conceptually in an elevator in just a sentence or two. Then you're not doing it conceptually. You're doing it with a lot of details. So I propose that it be 2 minutes and 1 minute, 2 minutes for a substantive item and 1 minute for comments. It's got to be shortened to the point. Otherwise, we're not going to get done.
Okay. Can we please just agree on this? If there's an individual who's clearly, you know, wrapping up, then, you know, we can be a little flexible. But in general, 2 minutes and then 1 minute. Okay, is there any objection to that? 2 minutes for presenters, 1 minute for commenters. Okay? All right, so now let's go forward.
I have a point of order. So now we're back to you.
Go ahead, Jose Luis. Yes.
So the PMB has already given directions on 12/4/14 on what the schedule is going to be and the timelines. I don't see how the election committee can have this discussion and not follow the PMB's mandate. The bylaws are clear. This is a committee, and this committee acts pursuant to what the PMB has said. PMB has already stated what it's going to do on 12/4/14, the motion that passed. On November 30th, the PMB ruled that it wasn't going to be changing any of the 2013-2015 elections. It just decided not to do it, and it was a vote, and it failed. So, folks, I tend to agree now with Kim that we shouldn't be having this meeting.
Okay, so what's your point of order as far as action, Jose Luis?
Well, my point of order is that I think it's different reasons as Kim in the beginning, but you folks are acting outside of the bylaws and out of your jurisdiction when the PMP has ruled, and you're tasked with holding an election. Now, whether it's the 2013, 2014, 2015 election you're holding, it doesn't matter. The PMB is going to have to decide that. You folks just need to have the election and follow the rules that we gave you on 12/4/14.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Okay, the point of order. Who was that?
Hank.
Hank,
this is Hank with KPFT Houston.
Yes.
The gentleman is actually making a kind of specious argument. The committee is bound to handle election issues. It is not off and on. Elections are an ongoing process through the history of Pacifica for the past, you know, 12 years, 13 years, whatever, with the exception of the missing one and not being able to do it in 2014, which is exactly what we're dealing with. the PNB hasn't acted appropriately or completely or filled out a plan. They've named some very basic tenets that they would like to see in it, but it hasn't gone beyond that. So for elections committee to deal with the elections issues is absolutely appropriate.
Okay, let me address this. I understand what Jose Luis is saying, and I disagree with the point of order and don't find it well-founded for the following reason. Okay, the motion that the PNB passed on December 4th, which I sent out with the agenda to this meeting so people can who are had computers could refer to it, simply said there were whereas clauses, but then it said move that an election shall be held in 2015 with the following schedule, pending adjustments the NES deems necessary. It didn't actually specify, in fact, in one of the preambles it does say, whereas, Pacifica was unable to hold elections 13 and 14 due to exigent circumstances. So it leaves unresolved the question of is this an election only to cover the postponed 13, or could it be a combined election for the 15 and the 13 and the people who would have in the normal cycle come up in 15? Never mind did it in any way address what should happen for the 16, the regularly scheduled 16 election. So there is nothing we are doing tonight that is in any way disagreeing, let alone defying the will of the PNB. We are simply working within that rubric. We're not questioning the calendar, which has been passed. That's now in the hands of the NES if she thinks any adjustments are needed, as the motion said. And so it's perfectly in order to have the discussion. And the result and the final point is anything we resolve tonight will simply be a recommendation back to the PNB, which they can accept or reject.
Right.
That when they use the term an election, do we recommend that they mean that to that they interpret that to mean the postponed 13 election or something else, and at the new level of what do we recommend be done for the 16 election? So I argue this is in order. I rule that way. And there really doesn't need to be any more discussion unless the person who brought that wants to appeal the ruling of the chair for a formal vote, which I hope we don't have to do since time the clock is running, but that's your right.
Thank you.
So, Jose Luis, are you appealing the order? The ruling of the chair?
No, I'm not.
Okay, thank you very much. All right.